for each one of us. Thank you, Lauren, for scripture reading this morning. It's always nice to see our young people serving, amen, and then sharing the Word of God. And this morning, I have some important news to share right before I jump into the sermon. And I would like to invite Dan to come up. I would like to invite Pastor Greg and Pastor Ivan to as well come up at this moment. And this is something that we shared with our elders. We shared this past week. Carolina and I are very grateful for the opportunity to serve this beautiful church family. It's been a privilege. And last week, I was interviewed for a position at the Tridelphia SDA Church in Maryland. And I accepted to serve as their pastor and to share with them what you have shared with Carolina and me. That's what we're going to do. We're going to share what you have shared with us, and by God's grace, we'll share the love and the service that you so kindly and generously give to this body, to this community, to this family. That's what Fallbrook is. It's a family. And I know that there's a lot that I still don't know what will happen in the weeks to come. But if there's one word as to why we are doing this, is because we believe God is calling us to serve there. Yes, that would be basically the best way of summarizing why is it that we're leaving beautiful Southern California. Yes, why are we leaving such a beautiful church family that has so much to give, so many gifts and talents? And the reason that we would be doing this is because God is calling us to serve and be a blessing where he takes us. And so we shared with our pastoral staff here at Fallbrook, we shared with our elders, and today we wanted to share with you as a church family. We're not leaving right away. We're still going to be here a few more weeks, but just wanted to let you know that we will be taking this call and we'll be going to Maryland fairly soon. And wanted to ask if any of you wanted to share briefly before we begin our service this morning.
You know, I told Pastor Sam whenever we began talking about this that you know, I couldn't quite understand leaving Southern California for Maryland. But, you know, that's more of a reason why you know it's from God. Mm-hmm. Because it has to be from God or they wouldn't do that. But in any event, I just want to say, as the head elder of our church here, that we have been honored and privileged to have Sam and Carolina leading our church as our pastoral lead couple for 10 and a half years now. And if we had a flagpole, I told the early morning services, if we had a flagpole, our flag would be at half mast this morning. By the way, someone pointed out that it is anyway, because we've had a death of one of our congressmen. But I wasn't thinking about him. I was thinking about these guys leaving and our sadness of heart. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that Pastor Sam, you have grown incredibly while you've ministered to us. Amen. And we have grown with you. Amen. And we know that God has plans that are way beyond what we can even imagine or think. And Pastor Sam will be going to a church, not as large as our church, but a very important church that has a number of scholars in it. You all know that he loves biblical languages and scholarship. And he's going to be in a situation where he will be working with a number of these people as members of his church. In fact, the General Conference president is going to be a member of his congregation. And I'm going to see him this next week, and I have a couple of things to say to him about stealing our pastor. But, you know, here's what I do know, that God never makes a mistake. And when he closes a door, he opens a window. And as much as I believe that Sam and Carolina are going to have a major role in the future of God's work and what they're doing in Tridelphia and beyond that, I also know that he's going to take care of us here.
Amen. Amen.
And but the 10.5 years have been wonderful. We knew from the minute that he was interviewed to be our youth pastor at that time that he had the Spirit of God in him.
Amen.
And we have loved you, Sam. We still love you.
Thank you.
And it's okay to cry. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have a little sorrow. Whenever the Apostle Paul would leave one place to go to another place, they would have all-night prayer meetings, and there'd be weeping and crying, because we, as human beings, love to be around each other. You know, there's a bond that develops. And when that bond changes, it is a difficult thing, humanly speaking. But God is bigger than we are. And I just want to say that Pastor Greg and Pastor Amen. Ivan and our elders
Amen.
Will be working in the interim while we are working towards a new senior pastor. I've been in communication with Jonathan Park, the executive secretary of our conference, and they are very sad to lose Sam to this conference as well. But we have already begun the process of establishing a protocol on how we're going to do this. Our elders have met, and just want you to know that it'll be sometime in March that we will have the last farewell Sabbath, and we will have a farewell to send these two wonderful people on their way in God's cause. But I just want you to know that God will take care of us as well. He'll take care of you. And Pastor Sam, we treasure every moment that you're here with us and wish you the very best as you go forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Thank you.
May I simply allow my suit and tie to say this. It's the first time in 11 months I've worn black. It's been a week of mourning and loss. But just as there's a few shades of gray in my tie, excuse me, green, the gray is in the hair. And just as we see green on these beautiful Southern California hills, we have a living God that continues Amen. To guide our lives as well as Sam and Carolina's. And we are all trusting and knowing God Amen. Will lead Amen. In the months ahead Amen. Regarding who he has in mind for serving Amen. As the person to come to take Pastor Sam's Amen. Senior pastor Amen. Role. Amen. Sam and Carolina, we love you.
Thank you.
We're crying together. Thanks. And we praise God. That reminds us of the assurance Christ is coming soon to reunite Amen. Us all again with no more tears, Amen. No more sadness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll share as well. In December, before, after Christmas, I came to God. You know, it's a new year. And I asked God, okay, I need a revival in my life. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you ask for. Well, I'm already grieving the passing of my Oregon mom, and that was the hardest thing I ever experienced. And then Pastor Sam says, I'm accepted a call. It kind of like hits one more time. But there's a Bible app that has daily Bible verses, a reminder, that I shared with the pastors early this week. Amen. It's found in Philippians 1:6, and it says, it is being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We're reminded that this is not our home.
Amen.
And I can say for myself that for the last 5 months, not a long time, I can say that Pastor Sam and Carolina are really special people related to me in my life as an example. Amen. And I will remember all the things that they've taught me and the congregation. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
God, as well.
Okay, thank you. Change is not easy. Even after 46 years, I grew up as a pastor's kid. So moving was something that we experienced often, every 2-3 years. So I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, lived in New Jersey, and Little Rock, New Jersey, Bering Springs, Michigan, Boca Raton, Florida, San Marcos, San Jose, Gaston, Oregon, and Montemorelos, Mexico. I was sharing that this has been the place where I've been the most my entire life, this church. And it's a very special church, a very giving church, a very loving church, a church that will continue to thrive. Amen? Because God's Spirit is here, is present. And we sense that every time we come. There's something about Fallbrook that encourages us to worship, that encourages us to study God's word, that encourages us to love one another. And that is God's Spirit working through each one of you. I was reminded as I was preparing for today of my grandparents who basically moved from Cuba to the United States with my mom and her siblings. And when they said goodbye, they were saying goodbye to never see their family again. In fact, my mom returned to Cuba for the first time after 42 years. And they also say it goodbye with this hope, amen? The hope of the soon return of Christ. I'm sure many of their neighbors and family members were saying, why the United States? You don't speak the language. You don't have work waiting for you over there. And Philadelphia, it's cold compared to Cuban weather. But they made that decision. In fact, my mom broke up with her boyfriend. She was 21 years old to follow her parents. And yes, I am grateful for their decision. Amen? I am. God has blessed them and blessed our family and being able to serve Him and to share what He has done for us. And as I look at Scripture, I find words of encouragement for each one of us. Amen? I find a man who was also called, and not that I want to compare myself to Abraham because there's no comparison there. But he was also called to leave his nation, which I'm not doing. He was called to leave his family. In some ways, I am doing that. And to go to a place that God would show him. And maybe the question is, why would God ask Abraham at the age of 75 to leave the comfort of his well-established home in the city of Ur, leave his family, leave familiar places and familiar faces to go to an unknown place? Why would Abraham say yes? The Bible tells us he said yes by faith. And brothers and sisters, we are all called to live by faith. Amen? Many of you here have come to this specific place from far away. Amen? And our Fallbrook Church family is grateful that you are here. We're happy that you are here. We praise God that you are bringing your children, your spouse, your parents to this place. And we know that God will also use the gifts and talents that you have to continue being a beacon of light for this community. Amen? So I invite you to open your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, where we find the story of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. It's where God calls Abraham to a specific mission at a very important time of history. Verse 1 tells us, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, 'Go out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you.'" The command there is very clear: go out. From that which is familiar, from that which is comfortable, to a new place that I will show you. God promised that he would bless him, that he would make of him a great nation. But then the second command is in verse 2. That last section there says, "Be a blessing." In other words, God is calling Abraham to go to be what, brothers and sisters? To be a blessing. Is God calling each one of us to be a blessing? Amen. He is. Wherever we go, he calls you and me to be a blessing. I was talking about the word blessing with my father, and my father said, "Samuel, the word blessing is connected to the concept of peace. We are blessed when we have peace." Amen. And Abraham was to go and bring peace wherever he went. My dad said, "Samuel, when you hear the word blessing, it's also connected to the word security, safety." And yes, God has called each one of us to be safe. Amen? To promote security wherever we go. We continue reading about Abraham, and we know that his life was not a life of ease, was it, brothers and sisters? He had tests. He had difficulties. And as I was reading Patriarchs and Prophets, I found these words that encouraged me, and I hope helps us all see what Abraham had to go through and why God was calling him at this moment. Many are still tested, as was Abraham. They do not hear the voice of God speaking directly from the heavens, but he calls them by the teachings of his word and the events of his providence. Amen? That's how God speaks to his people today. He speaks to us through his word, and he speaks to us through the events of his providence. She continues on saying, "They may be required to abandon a career that promises wealth and honor, to leave congenial and profitable associations, and separate from kindred to enter upon what appears to be only a path of self-denial, hardship, and sacrifice. God has a work for them to do. But a life of ease and the influence of friends and kindred would hinder the development of the very traits essential for its accomplishment. He calls them away from human influences and aid and leads them to feel the need of his help and to depend upon him alone that he may reveal himself to them. Have you noticed that it's when we're going through difficult times, through hardships, that God reveals himself to us? Amen? We depend on him. We plead like never before. We ask. We cry. Say, God, what is it that you are asking of me? And praise the Lord, he reveals himself. Amen? He shows his love for us in so many different ways. God lets you and me know that he loves us, that he wants to see us prosper so that we can be a blessing to those around us. Abraham went through some difficulties. In fact, Genesis chapter 12 tells us that there was a famine in the land, and he had to go down to the country of Egypt. But as he was entering Egypt, he thought, uh-oh, I have a beautiful wife. And the Egyptians might take my life because of her. All of a sudden, his trust in God turned around, and it was trust in himself. And he said, let's do something, Sarah. Let's just say that you're my sister. And we are related. And they entered, and instead of Abraham being a blessing to the Pharaoh and to his officials, he was what? A curse. There was a plague that fell upon the Pharaoh and his whole household. And he was like, what? The reason we know is that the Pharaoh saw Sarah and said, oh, Abraham's sister, you can become my wife. And Abraham was quiet. He didn't say anything. But praise the Lord that he is patient with us. Amen? And he did not let go of Abraham. In fact, this test showed Abraham that he needed to trust even more so in God. He needed to put his faith in a God who can protect us, who can provide for us, who can lead us, who can help us with any challenge we might be facing. And praise God, Abraham learned that lesson. Amen? He learned. He said, whoa. Sorry, God, for trusting in myself and trying to fix something when I needed to depend more on you and be honest and truthful. I asked myself as I was reading this story, is how was Abraham a blessing to those around him? And Genesis chapter 12 tells us that Abraham was a man of prayer. Amen? He was a man who was not afraid to worship God. And I praise God every Sabbath that I see you coming here to Fallbrook. I praise God. I see here the people who are busy, have incredible busy lives, and they make time to come to this place because they want to let not just their family, But by doing this, we're letting our community know that we worship the God who created the heavens and the earth. Amen? We let people know. Verse 7 tells us in Genesis chapter 12, "Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your descendants I will give this land.'" And it tells us there that there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And what did he do? There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. We can be a blessing, brothers and sisters, when we call upon the name of the Lord. Amen? We can be a blessing when we pray for one another. And I praise God that we have a prayer ministry here at our church, a thriving prayer ministry. Praise God for our prayer ministry. We come together to ask God and to bring before him our petitions. In fact, this is what Patriarchs and Prophets says, "Abraham, the friend of God, set us a worthy example. His was a life of prayer. Wherever he pitched his tent, close beside it was set up his altar, calling all within his encampment to the morning and evening sacrifice." Is it important to worship God also during the week, brothers and sisters? Yes, take time to read his word. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do this with your children. Do this with those who are visiting in your home. Let them know that you worship the God who wants to be our friend. Amen? When his tent was removed, what remained? The altar remained. In following years, there were those among the roving Canaanites who received instruction from Abraham. And whenever one of these came to that altar, he knew who had been there before him. And when he had pitched his tent, he repaired the altar and there worshiped the living God. Beautiful. What Abraham did. He was a blessing to those around him in that he worshiped the living God, in that he took time to pray for the needs of his neighbors, of his family, of friends, even of strangers. He was a blessing. And brothers and sisters, you and I are called to be a blessing. Amen? You and I are called to share what God is doing in our life with others and let them know where we found hope, where we found life, where we found what really matters in life. I was blessed last week. Last Sabbath. It was a beautiful Sabbath. From first service on, beautiful Sabbath. Last week, it was pouring, brothers and sisters. And right after our second service, we had fellowship lunch, and Linda with a team of our members, they were a little concerned because they were going to do something for our kids, and wow, it's pouring. The idea was to walk with them around the church and do a nature walk with them, but now it was raining, and I praise the Lord that our members are courageous and brave. Amen? They asked the question, are they going to just cancel it? And they said, no, we can't cancel it. We're going to do something. We said we would do something, so we're going to do it. And just watching the families in the fellowship hall, eating together, sharing, seeing the kids so excited to learn something from our members, being able to paint some rocks that hopefully soon you will see, decorating a garden in your home, or maybe used at your desk. It was a blessing to see that. That people can come together, they can share time together. They can be a blessing to each other. And that's what Abraham was doing. Wherever he went, he would pitch his tent and lift up an altar to worship the living God. We know he was a blessing to his nephew, Lot. Saved him more than once. He was courageous. He was on a mission that God had called him to do at a very important time of Earth's history. And brothers and sisters, I believe God is calling each one of you, each one of us, for a time like this. Amen? He is calling us to live by faith and not by sight. If we look around us, yes, we can be discouraged by many of the things we hear, by many of the things we see. But praise God, we can come to a place like this and then find people who love God and who love each other and encourage one another. And then share what he has given each one of us. I would like to invite you to go to Hebrews chapter 11, our scripture reading this morning. Hebrews chapter 11. These were verses that Brother Hans shared with us when we had our meeting, our elders meeting. And thank you, James, for sharing these verses with us. They're true. Verse 8 tells us, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Abraham obeyed because he trusted that God was leading him. Amen? He trusted that God had a plan, that even though he didn't see where, how, when he would get there, God was calling him to a specific work. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. It takes faith to dwell in tents, amen? And not just for a day or two. He went from place to place, wherever God was calling him. And Hebrews tells us why. It says, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He was not looking to inherit what we today know as Israel or Palestine. He knew that things here on earth come and go. They're temporal. He was looking forward to an eternal home. Amen? Whose architect, whose builder is God himself. And we praise God that Abraham, by faith, obeyed. Yes? We praise God that Abraham trusted God, not knowing how and why, he was calling him. And yes, I have questions. And I'll find out in due time. But praise God that Abraham was willing to trust what God was calling him to do. And in him, all people are blessed. Yes? In him, all nations are blessed. Is God calling you and me to be a blessing, brothers and sisters? He's calling each one of us to be a blessing. And I want to conclude with just one more passage. God leads his children by a way that they know not. But he does not forget or cast off those who put their trust in him. Amen? He doesn't abandon us. Amen? God is always present. Always. You can trust him with everything you have. With your dreams, with your goals, with your family, with your children, with your grandchildren. You can trust him. You can trust him. And by God's grace, one day, when Jesus comes, we will all be together again. Amen? That's our hope. That's our hope. And yes, Carolina and I, we ask for your prayers. Yes? We ask that you pray for us. That God will show us what is it that he would like us to do. And by God's grace, may we be faithful in doing what God is calling each one of us to do. And the reason is because he is faithful. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, trusts in him, obeys him, will not perish, but have everlasting life. Is that good news, brothers and sisters? Amen. That's great news. News that we are invited to share wherever we go. Amen. This moment, I invite the congregation to stand as we sing together.